one aspect of staffing. It is not being able to find and attract and retain the right people, but it's also, do we have the right pipeline coming into the profession?
This episode is brought to you by Green Skies Analytics, an audit analytics service provider that works with internal audit departments that have data analysts and are still frustrated with trying to make analytics actually work, aren't getting the expected ROI, who can't break through the communication barrier between the analysts and the audit team, and those that need experienced direction for an audit analytics strategy and process. Those that feel like they've wasted time and money on trainings, aren't getting the value they want, not prioritizing the highest risk areas for the organizations, or have projects that seemingly never get completed. Do you deal with any of that? If you do, go to the show notes of this episode and click the Green Skies Analytics link, or go to greenskiesanalytics.com to schedule a call and understand how Green Skies Analytics makes analytics actually work for internal audit.
Hello, everyone. This is Trent Russell, and welcome to, or back to, the Audit Podcast. Today on the show, we have Kimberly Fegley. She is the Chief Audit Executive at First Bank. Some of the topics that we hit on is the importance of professional connections and organizations like the IAA and CPA groups and other groups like that. We're all part of them. So the question is why and how to get the most out of those. Also talk about the number one issue that Kimberly's been talking with her CAE peers about and what is on Kimberly's internal audit wish list and some of the biggest problems that Kimberly's seeing internal audit face right now and really how those can be fixed. Here we go.
I know, Kimberly, one of the reasons that one of the things that kind of intrigued me about you and maybe want to reach out is your involvement with these professional organizations. And you like really were pumping this one up on LinkedIn when I saw it. And so that was one thing that I was curious about. But I wanted to ask, what's the importance of those professional connections like the IAA or CPA groups and other organizations like that?
It's, you know, multifaceted for sure, but obviously you can get lots of training through professional organizations and that's helpful, but you can also get that from online resources. You can get it from reading, but what you can't get from those types of activities that you can get from being involved in a professional organization is the relationships and the people to call, people to encourage you, people to bounce ideas off of. And even from a standpoint of networking and future, you know, career opportunities, those relationships can often mean opportunities that wouldn't have come your way if you hadn't invested in involvement in a professional organization. So those are the things that I think are really important for being involved and not just attending, but actually engaging in the relationships that you can build there.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you mentioned, we always ask, or we have been asking the question lately, the number one issue that CAEs or that you're talking about with your CAE peers. And a lot of people have said hiring and retaining employees right now. And you mentioned how you were addressing that. And this ties into the, you know, the question that we asked earlier and your answer, but how are you handling that yourself in terms of hiring people and retaining people, which is seemingly the number one issue that not only CAEs, but like organizations in general are having?
I just found it very valuable to use the networks of both myself and the other people in my organization to identify potential candidates, but also to provide references for people that found us. So it's been very helpful to get that insight from people that have worked with applicants, work that can say, hey, you just hired me and I'm really happy here. Let's bring along somebody that I've met from a professional organization or that I have met from a previous employer. And so those personal relationships that people on my team have either with the potential candidates or with people who know the potential candidates has been really valuable in helping screen candidates and identify ones that would be a good fit for our organization.
So like actionable advice from this, since everyone's struggling with it, if you're struggling to hire someone right now in your internal audit department, talk to the rest of your team and see who they would recommend, right?
Exactly. I'm either talking to the management team or the entire team about what positions are open, what do we need, who do they know that might be good fit, and that they have enjoyed working with in the past for one reason or another. And we've had at least two people that recommended previous coworkers to come to our organization. And then we've also had a variety of circumstances where we were able to leverage our network from the professional organizations we've been involved in.
Nice. We could probably kill the show right there. I think that's one of the best pieces of advice, the best piece of advice for, again, like this overarching issue that everyone's having. And I don't know that a lot of people are really doing that, like tapping into the people they currently have to see who they would recommend. So that's great. Honestly, I think we could cut the show and everybody would get a ton of value out of that, but we do have your time, and so we're going to take advantage of it. I always think about like almost how fun it would be to build an audit department from scratch, assuming I had unlimited resources. You know, that I think that would be pretty fun.
Yeah, I met somebody who somehow negotiated that when he was hired. It was a internal audit, a chief audit executive at a bank, and he was hired to come in and address some significant weaknesses in the department. And as a result, he negotiated that he have a whole year to build the team, build the processes, do no audits, and get everything ready to go for year two. And I was just like, how did you convince anybody to agree to that?
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. I was talking to chief audit executive recently that did something similar and said, yep, I'll take the job, but these are my demands. One of them was, I have to have this software. And they were like, are you serious? And he's like, yes, if I don't have that, I'm not going to do it. And they went, all right, yeah, I guess we can do that for you. And similarly, on an analytics side, there was a senior manager for an audit analytics group. And he came in and he was like, this is great, like culture fit, all that's great. If I can't get the best tools, I'm not going to do it. He's like, I've been there with internal audit departments where we didn't get the funding we needed, so we didn't have the tools that we needed to do our analytics work and automation work. And he's like, it's too much of a struggle. I have to have this. And they went, all right, I mean, if that's what you need, then that's what we'll get for you. So maybe the takeaway there is, yeah, go in with your wish list. And then lastly, what's the biggest problem you see internal audit facing right now, and what are some solutions to fixing that problem?
As we talked about earlier, I do think staffing is a huge issue, and I don't think it's even just one aspect of staffing. It is not being able to find and attract and retain the right people, but it's also, do we have the right pipeline coming into the profession? Do we train people to and role model for people how to do the work that we do? And are we building up future CAEs to take over from us and into the future? Because there's such a huge shift in the mindset of how we work, and are we adapting to some of those changes, but also are we still accomplishing what we need to accomplish and the ways that we need to do it?
All right. I told you we could have cut this at the advice on reaching out within your team to find folks for hiring, which was great, but we kept going. And so now I want to see what you have left for the audience. So what do you want to leave the audience with? What are your parting words?
I want to thank all the individuals who have worked for me this past 14 months at First Bank Internal Audit, because we've come through a lot of challenges. We've accomplished a lot of work, and we've transformed the department into a new organization that is respected and valued by management throughout the company. And we're achieving great relationships and accomplishing, you know, good work for the organization, but also for us individually. So I just want to thank everybody who's worked with me and helped me achieve that.
Hey, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Audit Podcast. Whatever platform you're listening on right now, I'm sure there's a subscribe button somewhere, so please hit the subscribe button there. If you're listening through iTunes or Spotify, feel free to go give us that 5-star rating. It only took me about 16 seconds to give myself a 5-star review, and it really helps to get future guests to come on the show, so we'd really appreciate that. Lastly, be sure to check out the show notes and follow us on all our social media channels on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on TikTok. Also, if interested, please sign up for our weekly newsletter from the Audit Podcast. Thank you all. Have a great one.